It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
Welcome back on the Husker Radio Project Connect Spotlight. Pleased to have Brandy joining us here and Janet joining us here of the West Central District Health Department. Now, Janet Livingston, if you don't mind, give us some information on what exactly you do with the West Central District Health Department.
Well, I'm involved with the Minority Health Program. We have a program that allows us to provide care from people who are a minority population who are diagnosed with diabetes. So we can provide health coaching and health education, screening assistance, and lots of ways to help people in conjunction with their personal care provider.
Okay.
I also work with a veterans outreach program. I help to connect people with resources and referrals. We work closely with the VA clinic, and so I can let people know who they can talk to there and, you know, what benefits they might qualify for, where I can help them connect for resources.
Okay, so you kind of serve as their one-stop shop, so to speak.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So obviously, Janet, like you mentioned, you deal with a lot of our veterans, a lot of minorities. What primarily assistance do you point them towards or help them with?
It depends on their need, primarily. With our minorities, we do a lot of work with working directly with their health care provider, doing interpretation and helping with follow-up with their health care plan.
Okay. So a lot of work with that, obviously. And I'd imagine, Janet, with your role, you work a lot with some of the other partner agencies we're blessed to have in the community, particularly some of the ones that you would normally encounter out the Project Connect spotlights.
Exactly. That's a very important part of both avenues of my work, yes.
Janet, tell us what exactly other Project Connect agencies you work with more often than the others.
You know, I'll have to say I've worked with quite a few of them. So, you know, DHHS, Region 2, Families First Partnership, Salvation Army, The Connection. It's just a really wide range.
I can imagine. And can you tell us too, Janet, how has the coronavirus impacted the outreach that you do at the West Central District Health Department in your role?
Okay, I'm going to give you back to Brandy because that's her area of specialty.
So. Well, sure. We have Brandy Lemon joining us on the line as well. Of course, Brandy has kind of been our go-to for local media on all things coronavirus related. So obviously, the outreach needs to continue throughout the outbreak of COVID-19. So it's just made the job over at the West Central District Health Department that much more challenging, I can imagine, Brandy.
You know what? Challenging is one word. We take it as a well opportunity to connect with our community members and get them protected in the best ways that we can.
I like it. Life gives you lemons, you make lemonade, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Now, Brandy, tell us about some of the COVID-19 resources the West Central District Health Department has available.
Yeah, thank you for that question. So we do have a lot of resources on COVID-19 located on our website. Some people are aware of them, some people aren't. So I just wanted to let folks know that we do have, a good resource guide on our website. You can find COVID questions related to, frequently asked questions. Our current DHM is always up there. We have reopening guidelines that have specifics based on what actually is doing the reopening, restaurant, business, that sort of thing. We have a community resources tab and a tab for media, and then other business resource tab too. So just really good resources. I also wanted to let folks know that if we're planning an event, we do have a safety plan submission form for that. They can go ahead and click on that site on our website, and if they have questions, they can give us a call there.
Okay, so a lot of information available for folks, and obviously with the West Central District Health Department, you know that information that is available is just facts. There's no doubt about it. It is the cold, hard truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So we do use lots of CDC guidance and any guidance from our state and governor officials.
Okay, so tell us, obviously, if we're going to ask anybody how the coronavirus has impacted their day-to-day life, it's probably impacted your guys' day-to-day life more than anybody's at the West Central District Health Department. So how's it changed for you, Brandy?
It's been fun. You know, public health has always been in the public eye. I think it's just kind of reinforced how important it is. And it's also changed kind of our process as of late, but we are starting to get back into opening our services now. So we're super excited to share that with our viewing audience.
Okay. So tell us about some of the services that you're going to start offering again here soon now that some of the directed guidelines have been somewhat relaxed.
Sure. So we actually did a soft opening of our dental and health services. Most people know that as our immunization clinic. That occurred on the first week in June. So with dental, I just wanted to highlight, we have our public health dental hygienist. We are actively scheduling patients for her. On that side, we accept all insurances, and I wanted folks to know specifically Medicaid. We do take Medicaid, and then we also take self-pay for those services.
Okay. And you're starting to crank out some of those a little bit more, I know. Obviously, dental was one of the things right away that the CDC came out and said, no dental work whatsoever. So I'm sure there's going to be a big rush of patients making their way on in, if there hasn't already been.
Yes, absolutely. So definitely give us a call sooner than later. We will get you guys on the schedule for those, too.
Okay, perfect. What else would you like to cover today, Brandy?
So with our health services, the immunization side, we also have a soft opening there. And I just wanted to highlight our different immunization programs that we have. We do have the adult immunization program. So if someone is needing a vaccine and they are over the age of 19 and they have no insurance, there's definitely resources we can connect them with those vaccines offered in that program. We also have a VFC program. That program is for our children and anybody under the age of 19. So anybody that is uninsured or underinsured would qualify for those vaccines as well.
Okay, awesome.
And other people that have insurance, their insurance is billed for the cost of theirs.
Sure.
Yes, we have private, we accept all insurances
for
our services.
Anything else you'd like to add today either, Janet?
We have some new processes for people entering our building, and Brandy will explain that process too.
Okay.
So with our service department, we do a screening on the back end, just like most other businesses do, making sure that everybody is safe to enter the office. We don't want to spread any germs or diseases right now. So the check-in process has changed just a little bit to help mitigate that. Those individuals we have an online check-in registration process. So just kind of letting people know that the check-in process is a little bit different. It's done online. And then when you get to our office the day of your appointment, you give us a call, and then we let you guys in for your services.
Awesome. Obviously, a guideline, I'm sure, that's been one of the many put in place because of the coronavirus.
Yes, just want to do our best to keep that spread at a minimal as we can.
Absolutely. Well, especially within the West Central District Health Department's properties, obviously. That would be one of the worst places possible to have a spread.
We definitely like to do our part and help educate the community on what that looks like. And yes, everything we can do to mitigate that spread.
Now, Janet, can you tell us if folks want to get additional information about some of the services that you provide and some of the assistance available through the West Central District Health Department with what we talked about with vets and minorities, how can they learn more or possibly get in contact with you to gain some support and services?
Yeah, so our website again has good information. We're located at 111 North Dewey here in North Platte, and phone numbers are dependent on whom someone would want to talk to. The main number is 308-696-3000. 1201.
And Brandy, if folks want to get additional information about some of those coronavirus resources we mentioned, what's the best way for them to do so?
Absolutely. So our website is wcdhd.org. And then also there's opportunity every Monday at 4:30. We have our Public Health Command Center update call with the community members. So you can find that on Facebook, on our Facebook page. And then we also have a link on our website with that information as well. Of course, we do our updates with you on most Fridays too.
Yep. At least weekly we seem to have that update. So really do enjoy that.
Yes.
Well, Janet, Brandy, we sure do appreciate the time. Is there anything else you guys like to add today?
I do have one more thing that I would like to add. With our service departments, our goal, we are in the planning phases of getting those organized to get back out into our six counties. So bear with us. We are trying to get that accomplished. It just might look a little bit different, but we're definitely in the planning process of getting those rolling out again.
I commend all the great work that everybody at the West Central District Health Department's done, especially here in the challenging parts of 2020, and very much appreciate you guys taking some time for us today on our Project Connect Spotlight.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com and learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org. The sponsor of this great program.